Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. You never know what we're going to talk about here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jason Cairns. Now, you show up for this 5:45. What time are you usually arriving at work?
I usually leave the house around 7 or so. My first patient is at 8, so it gives me a chance to kind of settle in, look at who I'm seeing for the day, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yep. Well, thanks for being with us so early in the morning. So,
yeah.
For starters, so I get to the end of my block, let's see, from Spring Street over to Omaha Street, and there is a buck. I mean, I know we're getting, it is the gun deer season starts on Saturday.
Yep.
I am not a hunter, but
nor
I mean, I'm more with you inclined to photograph. I'd like to go with you in photo, but here, I mean, this baby had a rack on him, so,
Yeah. I saw a great picture this week. It was a woman holding up a deer's head with a big buck, and she was like, I finally bagged my buck, and she was sitting right in front of her car that was completely smashed in the front.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So
that is
like, yeah, that's the other way to go.
Yeah. So anyhow. Also, so the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight on Friday night, Paul wins a unanimous decision. Your bedtime is usually 8:30. How late did you stay up, sir?
Quarter to midnight.
Wow.
So
that's
later than I stay up on New Year's Eve.
So now there were problems with the buffering on Netflix.
It was, you know, it was a huge, huge, huge event for Netflix, and I don't think they were ready for the number of people that were going to show up online. And,
I
in hindsight, I wish I hadn't stayed up. It was a fairly disappointing fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful at the end. Jake Paul bowed to Mike Tyson, just in respect. And, you know, they hugged at the end, which was really neat to see. So,
I'm going to try to find some audio because there was a youngster that had asked Mike Tyson a question before the fight, and I want to be able to draw on that comment at some point. But anyhow, the highlight of my weekend probably was a message I unexpectedly got yesterday, and I've shared it with you, and I want to try to selectively share it. But basically, somebody and our friend Cody had been talking about the MAKA, which is Make America Kind Again, is something that he's been posting some about, but this is someone who, I don't know, saw that we were advertising, we were trying to sell an ambulance that was donated to us for Teamwork Africa, and so posting it, and so they started checking out my and my wife's Facebook timeline, and basically wanted to friend me and said, it feels like you offer more of a kindness than I see from a lot of Christians out there these days, and love and kindness in your post. So that was really flattering.
That is flattering, and I would echo that for you. I see that with both you and with Peggy. I think that really wanting to bring curiosity and love and kindness, relational energy to the things you're posting.
So that was encouraging. So
absolutely.
And I think of you. I mean, you've championed the whole time we've had you on these 5 years about wholeness, self reconciliation, integration, that inner work that's so important, and also the Ludio, the love up down in out. I think. What about Cudio? Kindness up, down, in, and out, huh?
Sure, but that sounds like cooties. So.
All right.
I don't know if we want to go there for that round.
We don't want to do that. All right, Matthew 26:14-16, our scripture today.
Yeah, it says, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priest and asked, how much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you? And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
Hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you tackle that in this paragraph. Judas had enough. When a convenient time arose to sneak away from the gathering, he walked to Caiaphas' house and spoke with the leading priests. He said, I'm done with that man's foolish actions. I know you're looking for a way to arrest him. How can I help? What will you give me if I deliver him to you? They worked out a plan and gave him 30 silver coins. Pocketing the money, Judas watched for his chance. Boy, I tell you what, talk about just filled with drama there. Oh, my.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I think of a story that Russell Moore, who's the current editor-in-chief, recently told. He's the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today. And he was saying that pastors have been talking about preaching the Sermon on the Mount and parishioners saying, you know, why are you making up these words? And they said, it's the literal words of Jesus. And they said, well, that stuff doesn't work anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I hear that energy in Judas here. And, you know, this idea that, boy, he is really off the reservation and really missing the point.
Huh. Yeah, good stuff. Well, have a good day at work, friend. Thank you so much there. Bit of a surprise this morning because it's not Drew Frelick. It is?
It's Laurie Frelick. Good morning.
Good morning. They co-pastor the Renaissance Vineyard Church in Ferndale, Michigan. And you're in for Drew. He had a busy weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, he went out to Grand Rapids, and I actually went with him. I do the AV and sound, kind of the sidekick on his show. And
yeah.
He did the show commentary on Saturday night, and then Sunday morning he preached at the Vineyard in Grand Rapids. So he's pretty tired. He's taking a little Monday morning lion.
You know, so this is where it's a small world, but I always love the Stephen Wright line, it's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it. And he actually, because we know the Holsklaws, because Jeff and Sid Holsklaw, who also, like you guys, husband and wife, co-pastor, the Vineyard Church in Grand Rapids, Sid facilitated a group my wife was in through the Canillo Center in Puerto Rico with the Whites, and for a 24-week group, and then we met her when we went there. And that was kind of our early celebration trip of our 25th anniversary, like a year and a half ago. But small world, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Sid's wonderful. And we just had lunch with the whole squad yesterday. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would have loved to get over there. I mean, if there could be a shorter way to get, you know, from here to Michigan, it'd be great. So, okay, these are the topics I texted to Drew. One is I wanted to talk about that. So this is a mixture of, you know, I introduce him every week as a stand-up comic and pastor. Because I guess the stand-up comic came first, but I mean, this commentary that he's been doing, and I think he kind of debuted it for the milestone 40th birthday, which he and I shared June 12th, great birthday. But what? how did it go Saturday night?
Oh, it was fantastic. Uh-huh. A great crowd came out from the Grand Rapids Vineyard, and yeah, commentary is like a blending of sermon and stand-up, so it's really bringing together the two things that Drew loves and that I think God created him for, and it went really well.
Uh-huh.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And then, I was going to say, somebody had posted something recently because the Lions are doing so good. And so in Wisconsin, we're trying to figure it out. Like, you guys are like the best team in football. 9-1. I mean, I guess Kansas City now. But somebody had posted, said, Detroit on pace to have lowest homicide rate in 60 years this year. And they said, see what happens when the Lions are good. But Drew was like, hey, it's been dropping for years.
It has. It has been dropping for years. It's just, you know. It makes good press when it's about the Lions instead of just the homicide.
Right. So finally, tell us something else maybe funny or interesting about Drew that we maybe don't know.
I mean, you don't have enough time for me to tell you all the funny things. We have a lot of fun together. One of the fun things he did recently was he changed his name on my phone.
Oh.
Instead of just saying Drew, he changed his name on my phone to Hot Guy I Met.
Yeah, that's
it creates a lot of interesting situations, like in a work meeting or something. I'll have my phone sitting on the table, and you know it'll come up, and it'll say "Hot Guy I Met," and you know, my coworkers are kind of like, "Lori, someone's calling
you." Right. No, he's a great guy. We met just in 2019, and he's been doing this radio gig with me for over 5 years, which is hard to believe. So,
that's crazy.
Thanks so much for the surprise this morning.
You're welcome.
Tell him that we asked you to be the regular now.
Okay, no problem.
There we go. Weekend recap, WWIB, the WIB wake-up show. I got to say, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to hear about Caleb's Friday night, but let me start with my Friday night. A lot of talk about that big fight, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, and Netflix having to suffer through the whole buffering. Listen, I didn't stay up for the buffering. I was tired. I sacked out. When I went to Netflix, Caleb, at 8 o'clock, and they said 2 hours till the fight, and there was build-up for these other fights, which apparently were much better, I'm just like, I went to bed. I didn't watch it at all. But anyhow, on Saturday, we had a family gathering of my brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws in Ellsworth. And that was great, kind of an early Thanksgiving and enjoying the spread and some great conversation and fellowship. And then made it home, watched episode one of this documentary, Trump and the American Dream. And then Sunday, four of our kids and four of their friends for Sunday lunch, thanks to my amazing wife who headed it all, some leftovers and more. And then that Packer game, a win's a win.
Yeah. So, yeah, my Sunday, obviously, watched the Packers game. Now, we were a little bit time shifted so that we could enjoy a Sunday dinner. And so did that. And then we're watching the game time delayed. And when we were getting down to the end, it's kind of like, oh, man, this is really close, really tight. My 9-year-old, he's like, don't worry too much, Dad. And
wow.
And it's like, okay. And then I found out afterward, after the Packers blocked that field goal to win the game, that Cooper's like, yeah, I looked it up on your phone because he couldn't wait to see what had happened. So, okay. So he's telling me, it's like, you know, and everybody else is like, wow, Cooper's remarkably calm about this and encouraging everyone else to be calm. Yeah, so he knew the final result, which I think there's some spiritual connotations to that, right?
Uh-huh.
When we see in Scripture.
We know how it ends.
Yeah, not to worry. It's like, you know what? The Lord knows how it ends. So anyway, I think we always can learn some lessons, right? But going back to Friday night, that was something pretty special. So traversed over to Marshfield, packed into my parents' Honda. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for driving and Mom for bringing all the snacks. My little brother Josh came all the way from St. Cloud. Elijah was there as well, too. And so we all drove together for a Level 4 playoff football game. That's a state semifinal. And it was the Rice Lake Warriors, of course, my hometown, against the West De Pere Phantoms. West De Pere had beaten Bayport, who made it to state in Division One. West De Pere has a quarterback. The dad of this quarterback played in the NFL for a short while, played professionally, I think, for 12 seasons with some various teams. And dad's the quarterback. This kid was as advertised, just phenomenal quarterback. And so, the Rice Lake Warriors matched up against them, too. And back and forth game. And it's like, man, are we going to be able to stop this team in crunch time? There were maybe some calls that we on the Rice Lake side feel like could have been made differently. But it comes down to Rice Lake up 7 and West De Pere keeps getting first downs. And the clock is getting closer and closer to triple zeros, but they keep getting closer and closer themselves. Finally, they get a first and goal from the 3-yard line. And you figure, okay, they're going to score. They're going to send this game to overtime unless they get really daring and go for 2 in the win. 4 straight plays, Rice Lake stopped one of the best offenses in the state from the 3-yard line. And yes, I'm very proud of them too.
Way to go, fourth and Rice 3. Lake. Wow.
Shout out to number 47, Jack Larson, who pulled down the quarterback on 4th and 3 for a loss in the backfield when he was going on a keeper. And Rice Lake definitely caused a lot of sore throats, I think, because we were yelling so much too. So they are going to Camp Randall for the second straight year, despite being moved up a division from Division 3, Division 2, higher level of competition. They're still going back to state. So very proud of my Warriors and looking forward to seeing little brother, who's starting at outside linebacker now, play with all of his brothers in blue and gold. So
what a football program at Rice Lake. Congratulations to the others, and congratulations to Owen Withey winning the state title and A player.
Way to bring it home, Blackhawks.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show here on WWIB. We don't say that they're going to be good, but they're at least jokes. So we'll start it off here this morning, and order is always a challenge. I'm going to go with this one to get out of the gate. The salesman said, this car seats 6 people without any problems, and I was like, I don't even know 6 people without any problem.
There you go. What should I start with? Well, how about this one? Havel, why did the math book look sad?
Why?
Because it had too many problems.
Oh,
man.
I mean, he thought that one was funnier than I did.
Caleb, why do sweaters tend to hang out together?
I'm not sure.
They're pretty close-knit. Oh, sweater jokes, they're great.
That was good. You know what? Walking home last night, I passed a slice of apple pie, an ice cream sundae, and a cheesecake. And I thought to myself, the streets seem strangely deserted.
Okay, very good. Oh, yeah. Hey, finally for me, did you hear? IKEA is now selling Christmas trees. Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Oh, man.
One more on a Make Us Laugh Monday. You know you can do better. 715-396-1670 if you would like to add your joke to the mix. Well, I bought a bag of air today. Bought a bag of air, and the company that made it was kind enough to put in a few potato chips as well.
Yeah, right.
Those are the jokes we've got for you.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, The Office, a very popular sitcom, and we've got in front of us some of the more peculiar suggestions, according to a poll at CareerBuilder.com of, they put a suggestion box out at the office, what would you like to see here? For instance, somebody said, could we please add a tanning bed to the break room? I don't think we need that here.
This is the thing. Sometimes you put out suggestion boxes saying, oh, we'll get you. We might find these great ideas for profitability. I know, like, Walmart talks about, you know, how they have the Walmart greeter. And, you know, it's like that came from one of our associates, that idea to have a greeter, someone to greet somebody as they come in. So sometimes you think suggestion boxes are going to be great. Other times you get ideas like this. To only be required to work during daylight hours because I'm scared of the dark.
Yes. Another one was this suggestion. Could the HR person wear nicer shoes?
What?
Wow. I'm sorry. I've got tennis shoes on today.
What's in that suggestion box anyway? A few things that were actually put in business suggestion boxes. Someone said, yeah, need more time off to pursue a side business as a clown. Maybe there's enough clowns around in the office already.
That's funny. Another suggestion in the suggestion box that showed up in this survey at careerbuilder.com was, could we please replace my desk with a futon so I could lie down when I'm tired?
That sounds like a winner.
Yeah,
there you go.
It does.
A couple more.
We are pro-nap, aren't we? Yeah.
From the suggestion box. They say, you know what? What we really need here is to install an employee swimming pool.
Yeah.
Need that. That would increase productivity.
A few months of the year here in Wisconsin, I guess. And then finally, somebody else said, could we have a team meeting in Hawaii?
That's where they should be held.
Yeah.
Real suggestions from the suggestion box. Well, we suggest that you keep it right here on WWIB, where we are family.
Well, you've heard us in our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign, which culminates December 15th. And we're asking you to join with us in our many generous sponsors in helping support Feed My People and trying to provide meals. And we talked about the words, Caleb, food insecurity. And so we're not making this stuff up.
We really aren't. And again, food insecurity simply means when you don't always know where your next meal may be coming from. And that can happen every day. That can happen once a week, multiple times per week. But food insecurity is something very real, not only here in West Central Wisconsin, but all across our nation.
Yeah. In fact, this is information just made available in the last few days that it continues to rise, food insecurity here in the U.S., with 13.5% of households nationwide experiencing food insecurity at some point during the year.
If you put that another way, you say, well, what is 13.5%? About 47.4 million people live in food insecure households in the U.S. That includes well over 7 million children in this incredible nation that we have, where there's so much prosperity, right? But there are still many, many who are struggling and going without.
Yeah. And so, again, it's not just the other side of the world, although that can be the case there. I've lived there. I've seen that. But it's right here. And maybe you haven't grown up in that or live in that right now, but that doesn't mean other people do. We've had stories even recently in Eau Claire, in the Eau Claire School District, where teachers saying, can you check on this family? And so that's why, you know, we're grateful for all these many, many businesses who've joined with us. But then kind of the tables get turned as we turn to you, WIB listeners, and say, can you help between now and mid-December?
And again, I think empathy is one of the things that we hope we can draw out. Again, we see so many times in Scripture, right, about how our love should be shown by what we do. And so this is one opportunity. There are many opportunities that you can find every day to be a channel of blessing, of God's love. Again, we love because he first loved us, but this is one way that you can do it. Would you consider helping? WWIB.com/60ways. We've got a red banner right at the top of the page that you can click on to give through Feed My People's website if you're willing to help.